listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
It's so cool.
That it would be groovy if we summon up the posse and dumb rush the movies. I got Angie, Jeff got Tina, Ready Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright though, cause the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater, set to Ill, Buggin', Cole having a ball. And something about Elm Street was the movie we saw. The way it started was decent, you know, nothing real fancy about this homeboy named Fred and this girl named Nancy. But word, when it was over, I said, yo, that was death. And everything seemed all right when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare on my street. My room like an oven, my bed soaked with sweat, and man, I was bugging. I checked the clock, it had stopped at 12:30. It had melted, it was so darn hot, and I was thirsty. I wanted something cool to quench my thirst. I thought to myself, yo, this heat is the worst. But when I got downstairs, I noticed something was wrong. I was home all alone, but the TV was on. I thought nothing of it as I grabbed the remote. I pushed the power button, and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said,
you are the living gentleman, now you must die.
Man, I ain't even wait to see who it was. Broke outside in my drawers and screamed so long, cuz got halfway up the block, I calmed down and stopped screaming, then thought, oh, I get it, I must be dreaming. I strolled back home with a grin on my grill. I figured since this is a dream, I might as well get ill. I walked in the house, the big bad Fresh Prince. But Freddy killed all that noise real quick. He grabbed me by my neck and said,
here's what we'll do. We got a lot of work here, me and you. The souls of your friends, you and I will claim. You've got the body and I got the brain.
I said, yo, Fred, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. Look, I'll be honest, man, this team won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burned. Fred got mad and his head started steaming. But I thought, what the hell, I'm only dreaming. I said, please leave, Fred, so I can get some sleep. But give me a call, and maybe we'll hang out next week. I pat him on the shoulder, said, thanks for stopping by. Then I opened up the door and said, take care, guy. He got mad, drew back his arm, and slashed my shirt. I laughed at first and thought, hold up, that hurt. Wasn't a dream, man, this guy was for real. I said, Freddy, how it's been an awful mistake here. No further words, and then I darted upstairs. Crashed through my door, then jumped on my bed. Pulled the covers up over my head. Said, oh, please do something with Fred. He jumped on my bed, went through the covers with his claws. Tried to get me, but my alarm went off, and then silence. It was a whole new day, I thought. I wasn't scared of him anyway, until I noticed those rips in my sheets, and that was proof that there had been a nightmare on my street. Oh man, I gotta call Jeff. I gotta call Jeff. Come on, come on. Come on, Jeff, answer.
Hello?
Jeff, it's Prince, man. Jeff, wake up. Jeff, wake up.
What do you want?
Jeff, wake up, man. Listen to me, Jeff.
It's 3 o'clock
Jeff,
in the morning. What
Jeff,
do you
would
want?
You listen to me? Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Man.
Jeff, listen to me.
So,
don't
so
go to sleep,
I'll
Jeff.
To tomorrow. Jeff, I'm going Jeff. To bed.
Playing you some Halloween, some spooky stuff, a nightmare on my street, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. And, well, if you've been looking at the news, one may say that Will Smith may be living in a nightmare, but I'm not really one to comment. It may be his own personal heaven as well. You know, everybody's different. I'm Julian Taylor. I'm your host of The Jukebox. We've got music from Yukon Blonde, brand new stuff from this group, which is really cool. I haven't heard from them in a while. They're from Kelowna, British Columbia, and just released a song called Lovers in a Crowded Room. Their album Shuggy will be dropping later this year. Sarah Jose, who has been nominated for a Grammy Award last round, I think. Yeah, maybe it was 2022. And she's an incredible artist. Lives in Nashville, has a new album called Polaroid Lovers, and it's coming out in 2024. Jealous Moon is a song off that record, and I love it. She's from Wimberley, Texas. And Shawnee Kish has just released new music. The Mohawk singer-songwriter has released a song called No Evil. She's a Juno Award nominee. She was nominated for Contemporary Indigenous Artist of the Year at the Juno Awards in 2022 and is an all-round wonderful person. I cannot wait for you to hear the song No Evil. That's coming up right after Aces and Eights from Burke Jordan, a Canadian folk singer and country singer from Leader, Saskatchewan. Burke was just nominated for a Canadian Folk Music Award and is nominated for Indigenous Songwriter of the Year. Here is Aces and Eights on the Jukebox.
Taking my time, I don't sit upon a running this race. At the end of the day, we're all gonna face the same damn thing. So we're all gonna die. Same graveyard, and it makes no difference, 'cause we're all gonna die. Aces and Eights, they're the dead man's hand. It's in the cards, don't you
Oh.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Big love to our sponsors, Paul Hahn and Company, Toronto's piano store. They do everything piano related: sales, tuning, repair, refinishing, restoration, and everything in between.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox. Rock God Lenny Kravitz is back with a brand new record that's going to be dropping relatively soon. It's supposed to come out later this year. And that's a song called TK421. He doesn't wear a shirt in the video, and ladies love it. And so do boys. Everybody loves when he doesn't wear a shirt. I love it too. I mean, he's chiseled. He really is like a specimen. And I've been jealous my whole life. I'm Julian Taylor. I'm your host of The Jukebox, and I've got some great music coming up on the show. Something from Chloe Thier, and Chloe's from Australia. This is a song called Cadillac. It's got a little bit of a metal edge to it because Chloe says she loves metal and it's an important part of her life. Everybody should listen to a little bit of metal. I mean, it's so close to classical music, right? Tomei's got a song on the show called Fine Pass. Tomei is a Nigerian French-Canadian singer, born and raised in Montreal, where they act as well. And right now we've got a song called Whipped Cream Daydream. This is from Tund Olorian, and that's a producer from Flint, Michigan. And joining Tund is Amer Asu, a vocalist and producer and DJ star. This is very cool. Whipped Cream Daydream on the Jukebox.
I wish that I was on a lavender cloud, dripping honey into your mouth. All you had to do was stick out your tongue. If you ask me what I'm thinking about. I wish I found a frozen lake on the moon. Spend a couple hours orbiting you. Blow me a kiss from the roof of your house. If you ask me what I'm thinking about, in my whipped cream daydreams, you could be the cherry. Always be my baby, 95 Mariah Carey. Had a whipped cream daydream, oh, you got me staring. I'll be young forever, 2010 Katy Perry. In my whipped cream daydreams, you could be the cherry. In my whipped cream daydreams, you could be the confetti. Wish I had a calendar on the wall, where the days are never ever. You could stay as long as you want, if you ask me what I'm thinking about. Getting a grip, yes, bit by bit, the long-term game, don't wanna give in. Licking my lips, my ice cream drips, if it's you, I can't resist. In my whipped cream daydreams, you could be the cherry. Always be my baby, 95 Mariah Carey. Staring, you'll be young forever, 2010 Katy Perry. In my whipped cream daydreams, you could be the cherry. In my whipped cream daydreams, you could be the pop confetti. The cherry, always be my baby, 95 Mariah Carey. In my whipped cream daydreams, oh, you got me staring. Yeah.